Hello, everyone. My name is Joshua Gilliland. I am the founding attorney of Bowtie Law, and thank you for joining me for another podcast to discuss case law. This lawsuit is one of those where a CEO's personal email pops into a business dispute. Here's what happened. The parties had an ESI protocol outlining what search terms to be used and what email to be searched. And the defendants then sought a court order for the plaintiffs to search their CEO's personal Gmail account. The defendants offered an email exchange they discovered from the CEO with another individual from his Gmail. Now, the plaintiffs argued that all but one of their custodians used their work emails to conduct business. However, the CEO's Gmail account was linked to the work email account. Thus, the CEO's work-related emails sent from his Gmail account were archived by the plaintiff's email archiving system. So, understandably, when a requesting party suddenly sees a Gmail account pop in to produce discovery, that's going to raise some questions. They brought a motion to compel. The plaintiffs were ordered to search their CEO's Gmail account for responsive documents not already produced. Duplicative emails did not need to be produced. ESI protocol didn't include the Gmail account. That does not mean the ESI protocol can be used as a shield to block that account from being searched because they didn't know about it when they agreed to the ESI protocol. As such, the court ordered that account to be searched. There was no reason to search any other personal email accounts, but the court left open if we learn something later, maybe that will come in. So this really raises the issue of talk to your clients. No one wants one of these surprises. Now, in all likelihood, because of how you could configure an email, Gmail account to be linked to a business account, that if you're getting one, you're probably getting the other. But you got to verify that. You got to figure out, was he sending emails independently on the Gmail account that thus weren't then forwarded from the work account? How exactly did it work? These are the type of things that you want to talk to the IT guys about to find out, what did you do? Because you want to be able to make full and complete productions. You don't want to tick off the other side. And these sort of things, there's nothing nefarious about it. At least I don't think so from the read of this opinion. This was just how they conducted business, and nobody asked this question. That's not uncommon. That being said, it's a good thing to put on the checklist so you don't get these types of surprises. And with that, thank you everyone for tuning in. Be sure to check out bowtielaw.com for additional blog posts, and have a wonderful day. Thank you.